Father, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning giving you all praise, all honor, and all glory. We thank you so much for the day that you have made. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, that it's through you we move and we breathe and we have our very being. So, Lord, we ask that you be with Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Hatton, as we go through this call this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Lord. Father, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring us a rich word that we know is going to be a blessing to us. Lord, I pray that you use them mightily in the name of Jesus and that you keep them in your safe care of keeping. And, Father, as we hear the word, Lord, that we not only be doers of the word, hearers of the word, but we be doers as well. Lord, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus. This call will go forth with clarity, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, I just thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm going to turn the call over to the host, but as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just got to know that I just love me some you. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer and for giving us our task for the day. Tell God All About It Tuesday, and thank you for serving us in excellence today. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you, the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Tuesday morning. I know many of you are out there in like cold weather. Some of you said 17 and 32. Well, it's not that cold out here in California. So I'm sending you warm greetings all the way from Southern California, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. So many new callers have dialed in this morning, and I just want to tell you just a little bit about our call. And so this call, the Master's Call, started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Hatton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God for their yes, because it allows for each of us to gather here so that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every Monday through Friday, we gather at this divine and appointed hour, and we start off in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and then on Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer request and your praise report. Something unique about this call is that we have a website. Yep, we have a website, and so we invite you to go online to our website, especially if you're visiting us for the first time, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived there. So you could go back from 2010 or 2011, and you'll hear, you know, me, Tiffany, or Minister Willa, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, there's a buffet of messages for you there. So please go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and that is our website address. Also, there may be something going on with you and you want to send us a prayer request or praise report or testimony and just say how this call has blessed you. Well, we invite you to utilize our email, and that is info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Now, the vehicle that brought us all here together on the Master's Call was a phenomenal health and wellness company that is changing lives all over the world, originally known as Artist International and currently known as Artist Life. And so we at one time or another have been connected to these phenomenal products, which are the best products on this side of heaven. So if you're not familiar with what Artist Life products are, because you gotta, like you Your parents used to give you those Flintstone vitamins. You got to take some type of supplements, and we recommend Artist Life to you. So please get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will be more than glad to share with you how an appointment with Artist can change your life, but only if you let it. Immediately following this call, each and every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Today is Presidential Tuesday, I believe. So, yes, please join us there on the new morning motivational call immediately following this call. But now it's time for me to bring on our speaker for this morning, and she is no stranger to this call. She's absolutely blessed. She's radiant. She's efficient. She's noble. She's dedicated, and she is anointed. And who am I talking about? Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, all the way from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She is a wife. She's a wife to Freddie Terrell, and we've been praying for his healing and know that he walks in divine and radical healing of the Lord Jesus Christ. She is also a mother. She's also a grandmother. She is a woman who is on the move doing great things in the kingdom of God, definitely an evangelist, a prophetess, a prayer warrior. I'm telling you, boy, you don't even know. You don't know her. You better find out. She's an Artist Life distributor and definitely just a sweet and dear sister to me. So at this time, without further ado, it's an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be our minister with the message for this morning, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Songbird Tiffany Lauderdale. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for such a warm and cordial introduction. I love and appreciate you, Songbird. You're such a blessing to the masses. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your heart, and you are blessed of God. I feel privileged to share this platform with my sisters and brothers in Christ with the Master's Call, and I definitely want to take this time out to say thank you and bless God for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So love and appreciate the both of you. And, of course, I got to call out my brother Lester Patton and Mother Josie. These people of God have been, I know, somewhat on the background of these women of God who are co-founders, and praying with them, praying for them, and even praying for us. I love you all and thank God for you. Good morning, TMC family. And I am so thankful to God for God giving me this opportunity to share with you. And what God has given me this morning is to speak to you today on It's My Season. It's My Season. Oh, holy, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, we honor you, we praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord, because you saw fit that we come together this morning to glorify you. And know, Father God, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us. But not only that, Lord, we thank you for just being God all by yourself. So, Father God, have your way. Holy Spirit, speak through me. And we thank you in advance for all of us supping here, eating the meal that you placed before us. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Now, we know that Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. We know that God is a God of seasons. Everything that God does, he does in seasons. In the book of Genesis, we learn that God divided time itself into different seasons. And there is a day season, and there is a night season, there is a winter season, and there's a summer season. We know the different seasons that God has here on this earth. And throughout all the seasons of life, we must realize that God has created different seasons of time on the earth. He has also divided our life, our lives, into different seasons. God has specific seasons that he has set aside to bring to pass his plan and his purpose for all our lives. And this is why we can say with assurance, it's my season. I love Psalms 1 where it says, and it starts off with, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, or sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and then he meditates on his law day and night. And then it went on in verse 3 says, and it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. It's my season. Now, granted, during our spiritual walk, we will experience various seasons, and I'm not proclaiming to know them all or proclaim to know every season that each of us go through. However, I'd like to touch on a few of the different seasons I think that we all pass through. Let's start with the growing season, a season of change which brings its own unique challenges, a season of stretching to do things we've never done or go places we've never gone. And many of us can identify with this type of season when we become a part of the Master's call. It's all new. But yet, God is in the midst of it. And this is a time where God is enlarging our capacity to handle what it is that he has set for us to do, and even lay us in that platform to prepare for the next season. See, this may cause some discomfort, yet simply experiencing spiritual growing pains. Yes, we all get them. We get those growing pains. Oh, we don't want to go through it. We don't want to handle this. It's too much for us. But God says he'll never give us any more that we can endure. So even during this season, we're planting seeds. We're allowing God to use us in areas we don't understand. The days seem long, but we're focusing on Jesus and not the atmosphere. We're focusing on Jesus and not the people. We're focusing on Jesus and not the circumstances, because our desire is to please God, not flesh nor man. Galatians 6 and 9 tells us, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. This growing season of new assignments may also encounter taking risks. Yes, we take risks. It's moving by faith. See, we may stumble, but God will not let us fall. In Psalm 37, 23 and 24, he tells us, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Therefore, we can proudly say, it's my season. Because we're walking by faith, not by sight. We know that God tells us that when it's impossible to please him if we're not walking by faith. So let's go on to the next one. We have the pruning season. This is a testing season, a trying season, where God is allowing the test to come after test to come after test to come. And yet we're wondering, are we by ourselves through this test? Because we have these tests in our lives. He is preparing us for something greater. He knows that there are some attitudes and beliefs and even people we need to let go of before we enter into that next season. Ooh, can I say that again? There are some attitudes, some beliefs, even people that we need to let go. We need to let them go. He's pruning them off, and we're steady tugging on to that old stuff. And then when he wants to prepare us for something new, something refreshing, and something experiencing a explosion, we are staying behind, holding on to these old attitudes, these old ways, and these same people that's given us the stale information. This is the season we are totally dependent on the Holy Spirit. This season may feel difficult and uncomfortable, but we must allow it to complete us, its work in us. We want God to complete the work in us. It's like fire when it's used to mold gold. God is using these tests and trials to strip us of our old ways and shape us into the people he's calling us to be. This may sound insensitive, but when my father died, I was 16, spoiled to the core. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I can relate to it. I was spoiled. And I thought my life was over. During that time, I was angry at the world and, sadly to admit, also with God. It's wonderful how he can turn a stony heart into a heart of flesh. As much as I miss my father to this day, I come to grips that his passing was for my good. No one at that time could have convinced that fact to me. However, in time, in season, God showed that very fact to me. I know I would have lived my life believing the world owes me something. They owe me everything. Have you seen that in our children these days? Thank God that his ways are not like our ways, nor his thoughts like our thoughts. And he has the best pruning season ever. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you and in I will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It goes without saying, it's my season. Okay, well, so let's discuss the next one, the wilderness season. These seasons are times of lack, waiting, and even suffering. Seasons like this can be very lonely, especially if God appears to be silent. We're making it day by day, but somewhat feel empty. No one is coming to the rescue. Where is everybody? As we wait for God in this season, fight the urge to shut down and get angry or run away. Through this season, God will allow people to ignore us purposely to see how we will act or react to it. Ooh, yes, this is called crucifying the flesh season. Our selfish thoughts, our feelings, our emotions are dealt with in a real way during this season. Resist the lies the enemy tells us during this particular season. The grand news is this. One, you are not alone. Hebrews 13:5 says, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The second one is, this is not the end. According to Romans 8:18, the sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Thirdly, you are victorious in Christ. Jesus has conquered all. According to John 16:33, he says, I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer. And then according to 1 Corinthians 15:57 said, thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Christ Jesus. Yes, indeed, it's my season. Even this wilderness season, it's my season. And then we have the harvest season. During this season, we are reaping benefits from the seeds we planted in previous seasons. This is also a very busy season that demands much of our time, energy, and strength. We must, during this season, remember what God has manifested within our lives, and we must remain prayerful, thankful, and mindful. We've got to be prayerful, thankful, and mindful during this season because it's full of fruition, it's full of life, it's full of festivities. We have a tendency of putting our eyes on the surroundings of greatness rather than staying focused on Jesus. So we must not get caught up in the blessings of the great harvest season. We must draw nearer to the throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. God knows our human nature, and he is full of grace to touch our hearts that we may long for him even the more. You know, you better believe that this is my season. And you and I can say it is our season. During the growing season, when he says we're blessed going out, blessed coming in. During the pruning season, he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. During the wilderness season, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because he's with us. And through this harvest season, God is able to make all grace abound with us. So, at this time during this Christmas season, many people may reflect differently. However, it's always been my favorite time of the year. Yes, we give gifts. So did our Father. He gave the greatest gift we could ever have. And my reflection of this season was always full of smiles, laughter, fellowship, blessings. We always get something special for underprivileged and the veterans in the hospital and the elderly. We always did something for them. And even though many want to emphasize on the commercialism, let's choose to reflect on Jesus. If it wasn't for his birth on this earth, I wouldn't have a season. You wouldn't have a season. He lived a life of prayer, good relationships, assurance, celebrations, and truth. And I choose to do the same. It's my season. He conquered sin, death, and the grave, and told me to live life in abundance because I am more than a conqueror. It's my season. He said there are those that have nothing else to do but complain, find fault, and live miserably because of their thinking. But he told us whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are of good report, think on those things. And because I was thought of this season as his season, it's also my season because he's my brother, he's my friend, he's my Lord, and he made it his season. It's my season. You see, we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's our season. And church, God has told us, I've made you more than conquerors. What are we mumbling and grumbling about when all power is still in his hands? It's our season. When the devil is defeated and the Savior's returning for his church, when he split those eastern skies and we all shall behold him, it's our season. Hallelujah. Because God has already made us the head and not the tail. He's already made us the above and not beneath. On this earth, the earth that the Lord's and the fullness thereof, better fixed on our eyes on Jesus and declare without stumbling or murmuring, it's my season. He said, The earth is mine, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And when he told us that at the end of that scripture, he says, and lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. It's my season. I know this song. I don't know how to sing it, but God has it. He says, it's a new season. It's a new day. It's a fresh anointing, and it's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming to you and to me. Why? Because whatever season we go through, it's my season. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. It's my season. I hope you got a thought from this message. I love you all. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. It's my season in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that prophetic and profound on-time message from the throne room. I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer and pray over our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare today that we are anointed for this time and for this season. We have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to pray with authority and to fulfill our destinies. Spirit of God, we release to you to move freely in our lives on this day. And God, with you, we know that all things are possible because it is our season. So we thank you for Minister Brenda, and we ask that you would fill her up until she overflows, oh God. Nothing missing, nothing broken, and no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus, and every tongue that rises up against her shall be condemned. We speak total and complete healing over her, over her family, over her ministries, over her businesses, in the name of Jesus, Father. We speak overflow. And for each and every person under the sound of my call, my voice on this call, I speak total and complete healing, total and complete deliverance. No hindrances, no chaos, no confusion, no drama, oh God, but that we walk into the power, dominion, and authority that you have given us, Father. And so we thank you for each and every family that is represented on this line. We thank you for the DSD Leon family, the Weatherspoon family, the Roberts family, the Patton family, the Terrell family, the Peterson family, each and every single family that is connected, oh God. We ask thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. And for every caller that's on this line right now and those that will listen later, God, you make a way for them because they are winners. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So you must go back and listen to this playback for this call. Not only that, please post this replay number on your social media sites because there's a lot of people out here who need to hear this call and this message today. And that number is for the replay, 712-432-1085, and the access code 957-677-pound. We'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call. That number again is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-pound. Thank you to each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you to Minister Willa for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer, for giving us our tag for today. Tell God all about it Tuesday. To you, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you, thank you, thank you for that message. It is my season. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. And to each of you who have called in, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. And we will look forward for you returning on tomorrow and join us at this divine and appointed hour. It has been a privilege to serve each one of you with excellence, and may your day be great. Minister Brenda, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Tiffany. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. It's my season. Hallelujah and amen. Have a glorious day. God bless you.